Chip Miller is one of about a dozen military veterans arriving for a group therapy session at the Veterans Center on South Campbell Avenue in Springfield. Miller, in his early 70s, is here for camaraderie and professional help for dealing with trauma he experienced as a younger man. To kick off this week's Sense of Community series on opportunities for veterans in our area, we're looking at the mental health services available for veterans of the armed forces.
I was in the anti-war movement over at Drury. Used to meet with some professors over there, and at night there'd be groups of us get together because I didn't think it was right and didn't think we should be there.
It was the late 1960s.
Someone at the draft board knew that my number was coming up, so to speak, and I said, well, I'm going to have to do something. So I joined the regular Army on a 3-month delay, which I had 3 months to get everything together, and then I went in.
He went through basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, then onto specialty training.
Mine would have been small arms repair. Weapons, mortars.
He had grown up hunting, and he was familiar with guns, so this suited him. He landed in Maryland for more training and came out top of his class, he said.
So I thought, oh boy, maybe I can stay here and teach. Well, that's not the way the Army works. The top three went to Vietnam, and the others went to Germany.
Chip Miller was and is an optimist. He said he decided to look at it as an adventure, and at least he'd find out what was really happening in Vietnam. He was assigned to a huge Army base, he said.
It had a 21-mile perimeter, fenced-in perimeter, had a lot of helicopters there.
And he was there for about 3 months before he had, as he describes it, a stroke of good luck. A civil affairs team had an opening. He applied, and before long, he was fixing windmills and learning the Jirai language in a remote mountainous village with the indigenous ethnic group the French had called the Montagnards. The U.S. Army needed more grassroots support in the highlands to battle guerrilla forces, so Miller was one of many GIs who lived among the ethnic group. He slept in a sleeping bag in a one-room schoolhouse built by French colonialists, but he witnessed something one night that would come back to haunt him years later. And he says now he doesn't mind talking about it.
That night, we had Montagnards doing guard duty in bunkers around the fence. And some of them went to sleep, I'm sure. Some of them drank. And I, whoever was up at the time, would walk around and check to see that the guards were trying to guard anyway. Went out there, and they had shot a mother and father and two children, a little boy and a girl.
They had tried to warn the locals, he said, that anyone walking outside the village perimeter after dark could be mistaken for guerrilla enemy fighters and potentially shot.
They'd been visiting the cemetery, I think, and had come in late, either gotten lost or something. They weren't from the village that we were staying in, so I never said anything about it to the military. I should have. And the reason I didn't was because I was afraid that it would get us in trouble as well as the Montagnards.
Miller had given that guard his weapons. He lived with the imagery and the guilt for decades. He began drinking about 8 strong beers each day, he said, starting in the morning, and he became very unstable.
I would go to the playground right over next to our house. They have a beautiful playground and a track and everything that city put in. And I would go over there and get up on some of the things the kids could crawl on and just hide, cry, think about things. And my wife would finally find me. She would call some of my buddies and they'd come over and talk to me.
He tried to take his own life. Finally, he sought counseling, and he still seeks therapy today.
What we want to do is put a helping hand out there in any way, shape, or form to give people hope.
That's Rob Freeman, a veteran himself who works at the center on South Campbell. He's trying to get the word out that counseling services here are free of charge for military veterans and their families.
They do everything from anger management to family marriage counseling. So depression, suicide ideation, military sexual trauma.
Also grief counseling. And if someone has more serious needs, the counselors here can refer them to a VA clinic in Branson or Mount Vernon. The Vet Center is located at 3616 South Campbell Avenue in Springfield. It's open from 8 to 4:30 Monday to Friday, and the phone number is 417-881-4197. Veterans need to bring a copy of their DD-214 to seek services. Join us this afternoon as our Sense of Community series continues. We'll be looking at job opportunities for veterans in the Ozarks. I'm Jennifer Moore.